Time travel has always been something fictional. But what if time travelers have been among us for a long time without us noticing? From an alleged traveler from 2036 to a man who captured a photo from the year 5000, here are 20 people who claim to be time travelers. Number 20. John Titor. It's a year after the turn of the century, under a decade since people began using the internet. Now, before Twitter, Facebook, and even before Friendster, which began in 2001 but sadly ended in 2015, people were using forums. Online forums. They're similar to 4chan and Reddit, but are incredibly basic versions of those. It was at this time that the username TimeTravel_0 began appearing on various sites. The person, named John Titor, claimed that he was a man from the year 2036, which, if you think about it, isn't really that far off from today. But at the time, 2036 sounds like a distant future. People were further captivated when Titor shared stories about the future. He claimed he worked for the American military and went back in time to retrieve an IBM 1500 computer, an old machine that was needed to debug various legacy computer programs that existed in 2036. Titor, being the grandchild of one of the people who worked on the 1500, was selected to personally travel back in time to 1975. He somehow found himself in 2000 for what he claimed was, quote-unquote, personal reasons. The alleged time traveler told about a lot of premonitions, or rather, what he claimed was what would happen in the future. A nuclear war, civil unrest, the beginning of the Third World War at the end of 2015, or the end day, and much more. Unfortunately for Titor, almost, if not none of these came true. Despite this fact, many continue to believe that Titor was indeed a visitor from 2036. The man repeatedly claimed that the many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics might dictate this world, and Titor's would differ. And so many believe that perhaps, by visiting and interfering with the natural flow of time and space, he altered what was set to happen. Since the early 2000s, Titor's story has inspired countless fictional creations, and he continues to be a popular figure in pop culture and obscure conspiracy theories. There is a lot more to John Titor's story than what most stories claim. Who knows? Perhaps, despite claims of his story being a hoax, the next chapter might unfold in his story. Before we go on, like this video, smash the subscribe button, and click the notification bell right now. Number 19. Man who time-traveled to year 8973. How different do you think the year 8973 is? That's over 6,900 years from now. I can only imagine just how far we'll have advanced by then. Now, I can't even imagine how different 8973 will be, mainly because it's hard to believe humanity will still exist by that year. A man named William Taylor, however, claimed that 8973 was a time when Earth transitioned into a utopia, a world where there is no crime or conflict, and every problem has a solution. It sounds like the perfect world to live in, right? And yet, Taylor claimed he never wanted to return there. He lasted a mere 6 hours in that year and swore that he never wanted to visit ever again. Williams claimed he was part of a project sponsored by the British government. He was sent to 8973, and there he saw the future of our planet. Instead of humans, the Earth is inhabited by cyborg-like residents with abnormally large heads and eyes and small mouths. Unlike humanity, these cyborgs are immortal. They can also communicate using telepathy and can translate any language using their technology. Williams also shared stories about the year 3000, which he claimed was worse than the 8900s. It seems that in the next millennia, our world will be something quite insufferable to live in, with a red sky and radiation in the air. Of course, Williams' claims are quite hard to believe, but somehow, he passed the lie detector test administered to him. The man claimed that a way to time travel was discovered in 1981, but it's not until 2028 that more people will be privy to this information. Number 18. Father Pellegrino Ernetti's Chronovisor. Father Pellegrino Ernetti was a Roman Catholic priest who joined the Benedictine Order at the young age of 16. If you're into the occult and the macabre, you might recognize him for being a famous exorcist from Venice. However, he's a man known for something else, the Chronovisor. This functional device, made using antennas, metals, and cathode rays, can allegedly capture anything in time. Ernetti claimed that rather than a time travel machine, the Chronovisor was a tool to watch and capture historical scenes in detail. Using this device, Ernetti has witnessed speeches from the Roman Senate in 63 BC, the crucifixion of Christ, and the Last Supper, among other biblical events. But of course, controversy and skepticism surrounded Ernetti's claims. The scientific community questioned the feasibility of such technology, pointing out the lack of concrete evidence and the impossibility of the Chronovisor's function according to the known laws of physics. Skeptics also pointed out inconsistencies in Ernetti's story and the alleged Chronovisor photo's resemblance to a sculpture of Christ, suggesting the possibility of a well-crafted hoax. But to this day, many remain fascinated by Ernetti's alleged device. Number 17. Moberly-Jourdain Encounter. In 1901, at the dawn of the 20th century, two English women experienced something unexpected. Charlotte Ann Moberly and Eleanor Jourdain, both of whom bonded over history and intellect, had a casual stroll through the gardens of Versailles. Both of them were unprepared for what they were about to experience. As Moberly and Jourdain wandered away from the main tourist paths in search of the Petit Trianon, a small chateau within the grounds famously associated with Marie Antoinette, the atmosphere around them inexplicably changed. Without them noticing, the scene around them had changed, and they found themselves almost as if they were in the late 18th century. The two women claimed to see buildings and landscapes that appeared familiar and unsettlingly out of place. They encountered people dressed in period clothing, including a woman sketching whom they later believed to be Marie Antoinette herself, days before the turmoil of the French Revolution would engulf her life. Many tried to explain the reason behind Moberly and Jourdain's experience from a simple hallucination fatigue to a paranormal experience. Although countless people tried to refute the experience of the two, Moberly and Jourdain remained firm about what they saw. Time traveling or just a paranormal experience? I'll let you be the judge. Number 16. Time traveling hipster. Now take a look at this photo that seems to defy explanation, at least at first glance. This photograph was captured in 1941. It looks normal at first, until you look closer and notice one bizarre figure, a person dubbed as the time traveling hipster. As his moniker suggests, this man looks like he wasn't of the time. He's wearing what seems to be modern sunglasses and sporting a style that would not be common until decades later. The photograph first gained widespread attention in the 21st century when it was featured in an online exhibition by the Brelorn Pioneer Museum. It wasn't long before people noticed the man, who is admittedly incredibly eye-catching. The hipster is seen wearing what appears to be a t-shirt emblazoned with a modern-looking logo, sunglasses that resemble the type popular in the 2000s, and holding a portable camera. This item seems out of place among the hats and overcoats of the 1940s crowd. Although the photo sparked countless theories about time travel, the consensus today is that the hipster wasn't a visitor from another year, but rather just a common hipster at the time, a fashionista who wore more daring clothes than most people. As some people pointed out, all the clothing and accessories he wore were available in the 1940s, albeit not as common as they would become in later decades. Now, I'll leave it up to you to decide what to believe. It's quite funny, though, how a man's bizarre fashion taste sparked theories about an alleged time traveler. Number 15. Visiting the Gettysburg Address. A lawyer by profession with an academic background, it's easy to see why many believe the claims of Andrew Basiago. Basiago claimed that in the late 1960s and early 1970s, when he was still a child, he somehow became part of a secret U.S. government program called Project Pegasus. He claimed that he joined the project because his father was a high-ranking engineer working on classified projects at the time. Although generally dismissed as a hoax and a work of fiction, Basiago affirms that Project Pegasus wasn't fiction but a real effort by the U.S. government. According to Basiago, these experiments enabled him to travel back in time to witness historical events firsthand, and even to teleport to Mars. His claims skyrocketed Basiago's fame, at least among conspiracists. And to this day, many believe that Project Pegasus indeed accomplished something incomprehensible. Number 14. Charlotte Warburton. Charlotte's experience is somehow reminiscent of the Moberly-Jourdain incident. Charlotte Warburton is among the few who claimed they had experienced a time slip. It began on the 18th of June, 1968, a time when England, like much of the world, was navigating the aftermath of war and the onset of modern technological advances. It was at this time that Charlotte stumbled upon a cafe while gallivanting around the village in search of her favorite coffee. However, the cafe she visited was anything but ordinary. According to Charlotte, upon entering the cafe, she found herself inside a shop that seemed built over a decade earlier. The decor was old-fashioned, at least for the year 1968. Even the patrons seemed dated for a summer in the 60s. Although perplexed, Charlotte didn't probe further and visited other establishments to find her favorite coffee. It was when she met up with her husband and told him about her experience that she realized that something was amiss. Charlotte tried to show her husband the cafe, but no matter how often she searched for it, she never found it. In its place was a completely different establishment, with no sign or record of the cafe she remembered so vividly. Skeptics might dismiss Warburton's account as a figment of her imagination or a misremembering of events. However, her story is not isolated. It joins a collection of similar anecdotes documented throughout history, where individuals claim to have momentarily stepped into the past or visited places that later proved to be non-existent in their time. Number 13. The Vanishing Shop. Here's, yet again, another time slip. Frank was a local policeman who didn't expect to experience something mind-boggling. As the man recounted, his journey through the bustling streets of Liverpool took an unexpected turn when he stepped into a seemingly ordinary alley, only to emerge into the Liverpool of the 1960s. Frank described the cars, the fashion, and the shopfronts, all distinctly from decades ago. The people he saw and the conversations he overheard were all consistent with the time, leaving no doubt in his mind that he had, in some inexplicable way, traveled back in time. Skeptics might argue that such experiences can be explained away by psychological phenomena, such as déjà vu, or even elaborate hoaxes. However, Frank continues to insist that he indeed traveled back in time. Number 12. Håkan Nordqvist. In 2006, Håkan Nordqvist, a Swedish man, claimed to have experienced an event so extraordinary that it challenged the very fabric of our understanding of time and space. His story began on an ordinary day when he came home to find water flooding his kitchen. Attempting to fix what he assumed was a standard plumbing issue, he reached under the sink and, according to his account, found himself crawling further than the physical space should have allowed. It was through this unexpected journey that Nordqvist emerged not just in a different place, but a different time, years into the future, where he encountered an older version of himself. Now, this can easily be dismissed, if not because the man claimed he managed to take a video with his mobile phone of himself and his older counterpart, who is significantly older but still has the same identical tattoo. Although not as good, digital manipulation was already possible in 2006, albeit much more basic and easier to distinguish. Even so, Nordqvist's experience became among the most convincing stories of a time slip. Number 11. The Man from Torrid. Now here's a story that you might have already heard before. In the 1950s, on a sunny day at Tokyo's Haneda Airport, a well-dressed man arrived, marking the beginning of a remarkable tale. Nothing seemed unusual at first glance until he presented his passport during customs checks. The passport appeared to be issued by a country called Torrid, a nation that, according to our world maps and political knowledge, does not exist. The man was adamant that Torrid was a sovereign state located between France and Spain, and expressed confusion and frustration when informed otherwise. He claimed he was in Japan on business, something he had done many times before, and provided a passport filled with previous stamps as proof of his extensive travels. The man also carried currencies from several European countries, had a driver's license issued by the mysterious country of Torrid, and possessed checks from a bank that nobody could trace. Naturally, the TSA was baffled. Clueless as to what to do, the man was detained for further questioning, and he was asked to point out Torrid on a map. Without hesitation, he indicated the area occupied by the Principality of Andorra, genuinely bewildered by its absence. As the story goes, the man was held in a nearby hotel room under guard until an investigation could be conducted. The room was high above the ground with no balcony, and the only exit was watched by security. Yet, by the next morning, the man had vanished without a trace, leaving behind a mystery that would captivate the imagination of many for decades. Skeptics and researchers have scoured for evidence of this incident, seeking official records or eyewitness accounts. But the story of the man from Torrid often appears to lack verifiable sources, leading some to dismiss it as an urban legend or a concoction of the early internet. Yet, it persists as one of the most renowned stories of a time traveler, or perhaps a person who somehow slipped into another universe. Number 10. Future Air Raid. J. Bernard Hutton, a British journalist, and photographer Joachim Brandt are two figures involved in one of the most controversial reports in history. Hutton and Brandt were assigned to cover a story at the Hamburg shipyard for a German newspaper in 1932. It wasn't really anything extraordinary, or at least, that's how it initially seemed. However, what transpired would leave both men bewildered and forever alter their perceptions of reality. As Hutton and Brandt went about their work, the shipyard was suddenly and inexplicably attacked from the air. The sky was filled with the roar of engines and the terrifying sound of bombs exploding around them. The two men found themselves in the midst of what appeared to be a full-scale air raid. Amid the chaos, Brandt captured photographs of the attack, and both men made a hasty retreat from the scene, shaken but unharmed. Upon returning to their newspaper office and recounting the ordeal, their story was met with incredulity. No reports of an air raid on the Hamburg shipyard had been made. There was no evidence of damage or casualties. Brandt's photographs, developed with the anticipation of capturing the harrowing event, showed nothing but the serene normalcy of the shipyard at peace. The story might have ended there, dismissed as a shared hallucination or an elaborate hoax, were it not for the events that unfolded nearly a decade later. In 1943, during the height of World War II, the Hamburg shipyard was subjected to a devastating air raid by Allied forces, an attack that mirrored the very scenario Hutton and Brandt claimed to have witnessed in 1932. Quite eerie, don't you think? Skeptics and historians have offered various explanations for Hutton and Brandt's account, ranging from psychological stress to misinterpreting events. Yet for those inclined to believe in the less explicable, the story suggests yet another possibility of a slip in time. Number 9. Victor Goddard. In 1935, the senior commander of the British Royal Air Force, Victor Goddard, experienced something many would say is otherworldly. Goddard had a brush with the unknown, beginning on a routine flight from Edinburgh, Scotland, to his home base in Andover, England. Goddard's journey took an unexpected turn as he flew over the disused Drem airfield in East Lothian, Scotland. At the time, Drem was in a state of disrepair, its hangars in ruins and its runways overgrown with foliage, a remnant of the First World War's end. Goddard's account details a sudden and severe storm that forced him to navigate above the clouds, where he experienced disorienting conditions that some might describe as otherworldly. Upon descending, the storm unexpectedly cleared to reveal the sun shining down on the Drem airfield below. But this was not the dilapidated state he had observed just moments before. Instead, Goddard described seeing a fully operational airfield with mechanics in blue overalls, unlike the brown ones RAF personnel wore at the time, working on yellow planes, a color not used by the RAF until years later. Bewildered by this sight, Goddard continued on his journey, unable to make sense of what he had witnessed. It was only 4 years later, in 1939, that the RAF began to use the Drem airfield again, refurbishing it to the standards Goddard had seen, including the adoption of yellow training planes and the introduction of mechanics' blue overalls. This retrospective realization left Goddard and those who heard his story astonished. How could he have seen the future state of Drem Airfield under clear and vivid conditions? Well, to this day, we are yet to have a logical explanation behind Sir Goddard's experience. Number 8. The Bizarre Case of Rudolf Fence. Rudolf Fence's story is one that begins in the late 1950s in the Big Apple, New York City. According to the story, one evening, a man appeared in Times Square, seemingly out of his element and time. Dressed in the fashion of the late 19th century, complete with a top hat and frock coat, this man, identified as Rudolf Fence, looked bewildered by the modern world around him. Before he could gather his bearings, he was struck by a car, rendering him lifeless. The bizarre details began after a police investigation. In Fence's pockets were currency from the 1870s, a bill for the care of a horse and the washing of a carriage, a letter sent to an address that no longer existed, and business cards bearing his name. Further research led to the discovery of another man named Rudolf Fentz, who had disappeared in 1876, vanishing without a trace. This led to speculation that Fentz had somehow traveled through time from the 19th century to the 20th, only to meet an untimely end. And yet, to this day, solid evidence about this man remains elusive, and despite the lack of evidence, many continue to believe that Fentz indeed experienced a time slip, but in his case, it ended his life. Number 7. Ettore Majorana. Ettore Majorana is usually known as a brilliant Italian physicist born in 1906. He made significant contributions to the world of quantum mechanics, particularly with his work on neutrinos and the theory of Majorana fermions, particles that are their own antiparticles. In fact, his intellectual prowess was incredibly well recognized by his peers, including the renowned physicist Enrico Fermi, who regarded him as a genius on par with Isaac Newton and Galileo Galilei. However, Majorana's promising career and potential scientific contributions were cut short by his mysterious disappearance in 1938, which has fueled speculation and intrigue for decades. The enigma surrounding Majorana's disappearance began with his abrupt departure from Naples, where he had taken up a professorship. He vanished after withdrawing a significant sum of money from his bank account, leaving behind a cryptic note that suggested he was either planning to take his own life or disappear altogether. The letter, addressed to the director of the Naples Physics Institute, hinted at a decisive action on his part, but was vague enough to leave room for interpretation. Despite extensive searches and investigations, no conclusive evidence of Majorana's fate was ever found, leading to rampant speculation and numerous theories about what truly happened to him. One of the more speculative theories that emerged was the idea that Majorana had somehow managed to travel through time. This theory is mainly supported by Majorana's work and his profound understanding of the universe's fundamental principles. Some conspiracists posit that Majorana, disillusioned by the potential for his research to be used for destructive purposes, as was the fate of nuclear physics during and after World War II, might have sought a way to escape the ethical and moral dilemmas of his time. Majorana might have resorted to time travel, or slipping into an alternate dimension, provided Majorana with the means to elude a world on the brink of catastrophic war. However, this aspect of the story remains a subject of speculation. Number 6. Stephen Gibbs, HDR. If Ernetti had the chronovisor, Stephen Gibbs, an inventor from Iowa, had the hyperdimensional resonator, or the HDR. The HDR, according to Gibbs, was born out of his extensive research into electromagnetism and its potential effects on time and space. He described the device as a complex apparatus capable of generating a powerful electromagnetic field, which, when properly calibrated and utilized, could enable the user to transcend the conventional barriers of time. Basically speaking, the HDR is a time-traveling machine. The machine consisted of various components, including a dial for setting the desired date and location, a powerful magnet, and a witness well for placing objects that hold a personal connection to the user, purportedly to enhance the focus and effectiveness of the time travel process. Skepticism naturally surrounded Gibbs' claims. Critics pointed to the lack of empirical evidence and the theoretical impossibilities posed by current understandings of physics. The scientific community, bound by the constraints of empirical evidence and peer review, largely dismissed the HDR as a fanciful creation with no basis in reality. Yet, the story of the HDR and Stephen Gibbs found a receptive audience among enthusiasts of the paranormal and alternative science. Number 5. Bizarre newspaper ad. In the early 1990s, a bizarre newspaper ad captured the attention of many. The ad read, "Wanted. Somebody to go back in time with me. This is not a joke. P.O. Box 322, Oakview, California, 93022. You'll get paid after we get back. Must bring your own weapons. Safety not guaranteed. I have only done this once before." The ad's bizarre specificity, coupled with its cryptic assurance of safety not being guaranteed, raised questions about the advertiser's intentions and the possibility of time travel. Was this a clever hoax? A code to something else? Or a genuine advert? Number 4. Philadelphia Experiment. Allegedly conducted in October 1943 at the Philadelphia Naval Shipyard, the Philadelphia Experiment is said to have achieved the unthinkable, rendering the USS Eldridge, a cannon-class destroyer escort, invisible to enemy devices. I know, it's hard to believe, but this is just the beginning. The story goes that the ship not only vanished from sight, but also teleported from Philadelphia to Norfolk, Virginia, and back again, with some versions of the story suggesting a journey through time itself. But is there any truth to these claims? Well, let's trace the origin of the experiment. The consensus is that the experiment's beginnings can be traced back to the 1950s, with a publication of letters and accounts from a man using the pseudonym Carlos Allende. Allende claimed to have witnessed the Eldridge's disappearance while aboard a nearby ship, the SS Andrew Furuseth. According to Allende, the experiment was part of a series of tests to apply Albert Einstein's unified field theory in an attempt to achieve invisibility through the manipulation of electromagnetic fields. The story alleges that the experiment had unforeseen consequences, including crew members being physically fused to the ship upon rematerialization, severe psychological trauma, and the unintended temporal displacement of the vessel. Skeptics and historians have extensively challenged the veracity of the Philadelphia experiment, citing a lack of concrete evidence, inconsistencies in accounts, and the implausibility of the scientific principles purportedly employed. Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy has categorically denied any involvement in such an experiment, attributing the story to a combination of wartime rumors, optical illusions created by degaussing techniques, used to make the ship magnetically invisible to torpedoes, and the imaginative embellishment of tales told by sailors and conspiracy theorists. I'll let you be the judge on this one. Number 3. Iranian Time Machine. In the spring of 2013, the world was captivated by the alleged discovery of an Iranian scientist, Ali Rezegi, who claimed to have invented a time machine, or at least something similar. This device was not a time machine in the traditional sense of physically transporting individuals through time. Instead, it purportedly allowed users to peer into the future, offering glimpses up to 8 years ahead. Rezegi, a Tehran-based inventor with a reported association with Iran's Center for Strategic Inventions, dubbed his device the Ariyayek Time Traveling Machine. According to Rezegi, the machine could predict the future in a printout after taking readings from a user's touch, providing details on the life and destiny of individuals. In his statements to the media, Rezegi suggested that the device was intended for use by governments or strategic organizations, potentially to predict military conflicts or forecast fluctuations in currency markets and oil prices, thereby giving Iran a strategic advantage on the international stage. However, there has been no confirmation regarding the existence of this alleged device. Number 2. A time traveler from the year 6000. Now perhaps this is something you've already heard in the news. Just recently, in 2023, the story of an alleged time traveler emerged on the internet. According to the account, an individual whose identity remains shrouded in mystery due to the obscuring of their face and voice in interviews claims to have journeyed from the distant future, specifically from the year 6000. This person, speaking through distorted audio to preserve anonymity, has shared his experiences over 4,000 years into the future. They describe a world where society is significantly advanced by technology beyond our current understanding, where cities are built with architecture that defies the laws of physics as we know them, and where diseases that plague humanity today have been eradicated. One of the most riveting pieces of evidence this alleged traveler offers is a blurry photograph, claimed to be taken in the year 6000. The image, difficult to decipher and open to interpretation, is said to depict a futuristic cityscape with buildings and technology that no known contemporary design or science can explain. Critics argue that the photo lacks clarity and detail, making it insufficient proof of time travel and easy to dismiss as a fabrication. Well, with how easy it is to fabricate digital images and even videos today, I understand the sheer amount of skepticism surrounding this alleged time traveler story. Number 1. Time traveler from the year 5000. Now, here's another time traveler, this time an entire millennia from the person earlier. According to the man's account, he was part of a top-secret time travel experiment that propelled him thousands of years into the future. Upon arriving in the year 5000, he describes a world different from ours. The cities we see today have been submerged under vast oceans, and humanity is forced to live a life underwater. He brought a photograph purported to show a futuristic cityscape rising from the water. And just like our alleged traveler from the year 6000, many are skeptical about his claims. Again, I'll let you be the judge. So did any of these stories convince you about time travel? Let me know in the comments down below. Also, check out our other cool stuff showing up on the screen right now, and I'll see you in the next video. Take care, everybody.